Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson Pickett, and I'm a woman with something to say. Today's program is called Sordid Lives, Infidelity, Tiger, and Beyond. Well, that's certainly a topic taken straight from the headlines this week. I really started thinking about Tiger a little bit while I was watching my favorite movie this weekend, Sordid Lives. If you haven't seen it, everybody should catch it. If you can't find somebody from your family in there, then you're not being honest with yourself. But it definitely gets you thinking about all kinds of things. And this week, I've really been thinking about the Tiger Woods issue, and probably not from the way that the national media has been covering it, because everybody's covering him going back to playing golf, and I certainly wish him well with that and hope he has a great and strong career. I don't think his infidelity has probably affected his golf game so much, but really what I've been thinking a lot about is the fact of where we are in our country with infidelity and how people, what constitutes an affair. Is it just a physical thing, or is emotional affairs online, texting and all that kind of stuff, can that be constituted an affair? For me, I guess in the work that I do with college students and in the HIV and AIDS arena, my biggest concern about infidelity is the risk that we put to other people's health. And it just doesn't seem to me that anybody's talked about that in this whole issue. The last couple of weeks have been, the headlines have been full of marriages being broken up by people having affairs, and we're concentrating on those folks and the morality of it. And absolutely, there's a huge factor with the morality and breaking that kind of bond, but I'm not hearing anybody talk too much about the risk that those affairs put their partners and their families in. And last night was laying in bed and just thinking about one of the very first women I ever tested for HIV. She was 65 years old, and she came to my office one day, and she sat down, and she said that her daughters had told her she needed to come in and be tested for HIV. And I thought, well, you're a little old, but let's have this conversation. And of course, this is before people were really talking about senior citizens getting STDs like we do now. And she came in and we started talking, and she'd been married to the same man for 40 years. And in the back of her mind, she really had reason to suspect that he'd been having at least one affair. And so I did the paperwork and we talked, and it was definitely clear that she was very committed to this man, that she was very strong in her faith and had raised his children and put food on his table every night. And I was really sure when I did these tests, I tested her for HIV and all the different STDs, that she was going to come back okay, but that mentally she was obviously going to be struggling with what she suspected in her life. Well, unfortunately, when she came back, her test results came back positive for two STDs. Not HIV, thank goodness, and both of the STDs she tested positive for were ones that could be cured with some medicine and some time. But wow, what an eye-opening experience. And as we went through this with her and her grown daughter, it became clear that her husband had had a series of affairs. About every time he went out of town on business, he'd found somebody in a hotel to pick up, and had never once thought about the ramifications to that. He really felt that while he was off somewhere else, it just didn't matter, that it didn't affect the fact that he loved her, and it was just a physical thing for him, and he didn't at all take into consideration the risk that he had put her health in. And as we look at the headlines today, is Tiger thinking about that? Is he thinking about all these women he's been with, the health risk that he's put his wife in? I just, no one seems to be mentioning that, and it really makes me very concerned. And I guess, you know, some of these women are out there selling their stories. I wonder if they've thought about the health risk, because truly, when you sleep with someone, you have slept with everyone they've slept with. Just think about what those numbers look like for a second. One of the things I talk about with my college students is that the average college student today, according to several studies out there, has 14 sexual partners in the 4 years they're in college, whether that's sex or oral sex or whatever someone classifies as sex in their own brain. Just think what that means. If each one of those 14 have had 14, what kind of risk are you putting yourself into? Now, that's people knowing that they're sleeping around. But if you're in a committed relationship and your partner stepped out on you and you have no idea, wow, you know, the emotional ramifications of that are just absolutely huge that go along with the physical. And so how do we get people to start thinking about that? And I don't know what the answer to that is. I guess if I did, I'd have a lot of money because I could hang a shingle somewhere and teach people that. But I really think it's a conversation we need to start having and start thinking about. And one of the things that when the kids in my programs start talking about putting themselves at risk or dating or all those kinds of topics, one of the big discussions we have is, what's being faithful today? What is being faithful today? What is commitment in our society? Has that changed because of technology? Has it changed because of the internet and people's access to pornography or to people that they would have never ever met? Is sitting in a chat room and talking to a person every night while your wife is in the bed in the bedroom, is that having an affair? It's not having a sexual affair. It's not putting yourself at risk to STDs, which that's at least a positive. But that emotional bond, breaking that, is that an affair? One of the things that I think is interesting that people are screaming about in the media is, did Tiger's wife have any right reading his text messages? If that's how she actually discovered it, did she have any right? Was that a violation on her part? Wow. I don't know. What's the answer to that? If she hadn't have read them and hadn't ever caught him, would he have gotten treatment? Would he still be having multiple partners and putting her health at risk? You know, I always tell the kids in my groups that if you've got to sneak around and look at your inbox of your Facebook of your partner and read what's in there or look at the text messages or see how many times they're calling their friends or what they're saying, then you don't have a lot of trust in that relationship. And I think that's true. I absolutely think that's true. But I guess the question is, does a partner ever have the right to sneak around and look? I don't know. What do you think about that? It's obviously going to be a really personal question for everybody to think about in their own head. But in this case, with Tiger Woods, obviously, I think the best thing that came out was that at least his wife was able to say, okay, I need to make a choice here. And I absolutely, positively need to have myself checked. And I need to have myself checked again in 6 months. And I need to, if I'm going to have sex with my husband, he better be putting on a condom. Because obviously he's putting himself at risk to getting STDs. So how do we have those conversations with folks? I have to tell you, over the years of my working in the HIV world, I would like to say that it hasn't happened a lot, but probably it happens way more than I could count, that someone comes in, they're getting tested with me, they give me their sexual history, and they definitely have had a number of partners, yet they're married. And it's clear that their partner has no idea that they're maybe on the down low. Now, that may be a term that some of you aren't familiar with, and this is definitely not a show about being on the down low, but being on the down low is basically a man who may be having sex with men but is married or has a girlfriend. Oprah has definitely done a good job of making our country aware of what being on the down low means. And unfortunately, a lot of people just think that means men who have been in prison, but it doesn't. It's a phenomenon that we see a lot in our society. And it's definitely a phenomenon we see a lot in the HIV world as people come in and get tested. And part of that is just because they're having to live a lie. We haven't made it okay for people to be okay with their own sexual orientation. And so that puts the rest of their family or their partner or whoever they're in a relationship with maybe at risk because they can't be honest with themselves and honest with what's going on in their life. So these are just a bunch of topics that have been floating around in my brain this week, and I don't know where we are on those as a society. I don't know what we should be talking about or thinking about, but what I'd like to say to you as a person, if you're listening to this, whether you're a man or a woman, if you are not in a long-term monogamous relationship, and long-term monogamy is 2 years or longer with the same partner, and their definition of monogamy being the same as yours, then you need to be using protection. And if you have any question about whether your partner has been monogamous or not, then you need to be getting tested for STDs. STD testing is easy in our country. Any health department in the country you can go into and have HIV testing done for free. In most of those health departments, $25 at the most. Every AIDS organization in the country has referral services for you for free HIV testing in your local areas. But I'm not just talking HIV. You need to be tested for all STDs. And please know that whether you consider oral sex sex or not, you can get STDs from oral sex. So if your partner says to you, well, it wasn't sex, I just had oral sex with someone, your health has still been put at risk. So you need to definitely be tested and checked out for that. And please think about what the ramifications are. If you're someone listening to this program and you know that you haven't been faithful to your partner, or maybe you haven't been honest with your new sexual partner about what your past sexual history has been, for each other's sake, please go together. Go together. Say, you know, I think we both have had a past, and maybe we should be tested for STDs. It's something that you do for each other. And you see, make sure that you see that paperwork. I had someone in my office not long ago who said, well, he showed me his test. He was tested a year ago. Well, a year ago means nothing. All that means is that probably 18 months ago, he wasn't positive for an STD. It doesn't mean anything about the last year. And it doesn't take but one time, one night, one day, one week, 1 hour, one place, for someone to pick up an STD. So the bottom line to this week's show, infidelity is a huge issue. It's not just a Tiger Woods issue. It's a everybody issue. It's conversations that we need to be having with our partners. It's conversations that we need to be having with our friends. And there's information out there that you need to be looking into. And if you need information about STDs or HIV or anything that revolves around that topic, there's lots of information on the web. The best place to look is cdc.gov, Planned Parenthood, or you can definitely visit my website and find out some of that information as well. Your local health department in your local area is always your resource, your go-to place. So I hope that you'll take in mind what you need to do as a person and really be looking into those topics. Next week's show is going to be a little bit serious topic, one that I think is important. We're going to look beyond tax day. Next week is April 15th, and that's tax day. And everybody gets excited when tax day's coming, about getting their taxes in. But I want you to be thinking about other things that are really important. So we're going to talk about issues that people should talk about with their friends and family and take care of before any tragedy may strike their life. So we're going to talk about organ donation and living wills and guardianships. Now, some of you younger folks are saying, well, that's not a show I need to turn into, but we all know that anything can happen. And this week we've seen several really serious spring break accidents here in Florida where college students have died in falls from balconies and in car accidents. And so those questions are things that we need to talk about with our families before the time happens. Those of you that have been part of my life know that my late husband, Steve, was killed in a car accident 5 years ago. And luckily, we had those conversations. And Steve was an organ donor, and I knew it, and I knew what I needed to do when that time came. So those aren't conversations that can happen once the tragedy has already happened. That's too late. So until next week, I hope that you will find me on Twitter and start following me at Straight Talk Pod. You can visit my website at straighttalkwithkathy.com. You can listen to these podcasts there. And if you have any questions or comments or ideas for the show, please don't hesitate to get me a word on that, because I'm looking for ideas from you, because I want this to be a conversation between all of us. So until next week, be the boss of your brain. Thanks a lot for listening.